This is your NPR station, 90.3 WBHM, Birmingham. I'm Andrew Yeager. A bill to allow medical marijuana in Alabama is picking up steam. This week, a Senate committee overwhelmingly approved it. It now goes to the full Senate. Last year, state senators approved a version of the medical marijuana bill, but it ultimately died in the House. Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban, this year's measure tries to address some of the concerns lawmakers have expressed.
They would have to have qualifying conditions. They would have to have a prescription from a state licensed doctor. They would have to carry cards issued to them that would only be valid in the state of Alabama.
This year's bill is different from last year's medical marijuana bill, which made it so that medical marijuana was a last resort after doctors tried other therapies. This bill doesn't carry the same requirement.
Yes, there is a little bit more latitude in this bill, and that has been a point of concern for both lawmakers and for members of the study group, which worked on this bill. There was some division among members of the study group last year over this very issue. And of course, there's the continuing concern over whether or not the medical use of marijuana in the state could open up the floodgates to expanded recreational use of the drug and whether there could be abuse of medical marijuana. Senator Melson is hoping that a lot of that has been addressed in the new bill and can be addressed in debate this year.
There's still some serious opposition to this medical marijuana bill. You've got State Attorney General Steve Marshall, who's against it. You've got state district attorneys. The State District Attorneys Association opposes it. Is it enough, do you think, to kill this legislation at some point?
Senator Melson, the sponsor, has said from the get-go this year that he realizes that he faces another challenge. He says he was not surprised that Attorney General Steve Marshall came out against the legislation. He recognizes that Marshall is looking at this from a law enforcement perspective, as are other law enforcement officials. At the same time, though, Senator Melson says he's anxious to see this bill move to help the patients in Alabama who could benefit from its use. It passed committee this week in the Senate by a vote of 8-1-1. There was one no vote and one abstention, and now heads to the full Senate, where it did pass last year. So we wait and see.
I want to move on to another bill. This is the transgender athlete bill. It was approved by a House committee, and it would essentially keep transgender teens from playing on sports teams of the gender they identify with. Opponents say it discriminates against young people who identify as transgender. Are there arguments getting through?
They've been strong. They've made their presence known in the State House over the last 2 weeks. There was a hearing on this bill last week, and then there was a vote this week in a House committee where the vote did pass, and now the legislation advances to the House floor. The opponents have been loud. They do say they feel it's purely discriminatory. The opponents also contend that science does not back up the bill sponsor's argument that a certain level of testosterone, for instance, in transgender athletes might give them an advantage over others because of the benefits of testosterone in muscle strength and bone strength, among other things. But Representative Chris Pringle of Mobile says to him, this is all about fairness in athletic competition, and he feels that transgender athletes might have a leg up, so to speak, over others if they're allowed to compete in high school sports.
And finally, the House Judiciary Committee approved a bill that would allow judges to hold people accused of committing violent felonies without bail. This stems from the case of Anaya Blanchard, the 19-year-old from Homewood who was killed after she was kidnapped from a convenience store in Auburn in October. Tell us about this one, Don.
What this bill proposes is giving judges more discretion in denying bail to those convicted of or accused of violent felonies. Anaya Blanchard's mother has been very vocal on this issue. She has been at every committee meeting at the State House so far. She has said that she feels that if this law had been in place before her daughter was killed, that her daughter might still be with us today.
Don, thanks so much for talking with us.
Gigi, it's always a pleasure. Thank you.
That's Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban. You can hear a wrap-up of the week's legislative news most Fridays during the legislative session.